This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, October 2. Denial. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 1. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being, and birds, and animals, and reptiles. 1 John 1, verse 8 and 9. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and purify us from all unrighteousness. According to psychologists, we all live in denial at some point in our lives. Denial is a coping mechanism that can help us come to terms with difficult situations. It allows us time to adjust to new realities. But denial can also be deadly. Denying medical symptoms, for example, is not wise. An even more serious form of denial is quite common in our world today. Many people deny that there is an almighty, all-knowing God who is holy and just and to whom we are all accountable. Countless people live their lives denying that God exists, that God sees and knows all things, and that they will meet God face to face after their earthly life is finished. Romans 1, verses 18 through 21 tells us that God reveals Himself clearly to us through creation. God's power and divinity are on display for all to see. But people ignore and suppress these things and go their own way. Nonetheless, God makes Himself known to us even more clearly in the Bible. The Bible reveals God in great detail and teaches us about our broken relationship with Him. It teaches that death, physical and eternal spiritual death, is the result of sin. But also, that there is a remedy for sin. Jesus. Pray with me. Lord God, thank You for making Yourself known to us through the beauty of all that You have created. Thank You also that we may enjoy Your beauty for all eternity through Your Son, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.